Ashington to North Seaton Viaduct. Between Ashington and North Seaton Viaduct, there will be a new train station at Ashington, changes at three-level crossings, and sites that may need to be temporarily used for construction of the station and other engineering works. The key changes and some local landmarks can be found in a map in the printed information and are explained here now. In addition to these changes, engineering works will take place along the line. Ashington Station will be the northern end of the Northumberland Line. The track layout at the station has been designed carefully so the route can be extended further north in the future to locations such as Newbiggin and Woodhorn, although any such extension would be part of a separate scheme. The station will have a single platform on the west side of the line, located on part of the existing car park, as well as the facilities described now. The existing car park will be extended to include blue badge spaces and electric vehicle charging bays. The number of parking spaces available when the station is complete will be more than those available in the current Kenilworth Road car park. Pedestrian and vehicle access into the car park will be from the Kenilworth Road, and will be designed to maintain delivery access to Wansbeck Square Shopping Centre and access to the rear of Station Road properties. The station and car park will include tree planting and wildlife-friendly landscaping, focused on the areas around the extended car park. It's likely the hospital-level crossing will need to be replaced as part of the scheme. This is because of the increased number of trains using the line and the fact that the current crossing is heavily used by schoolchildren. We're currently considering options for its replacement, including a footbridge at the station or an underpass close to the site of the existing crossing, which are described in more detail shortly. The new station at Ashington will be well connected to Ashington Centre and will allow people living in Ashington to easily travel into neighbouring towns, Newcastle and further afield using public transport. The journey from Ashington to central Newcastle will be around 35 minutes, significantly faster than the peak hour journey time currently by car or bus. Our proposals also complement wider regeneration plans for Ashington Town Centre, which include a multi-screen cinema and restaurant complex at Portland Park and new homes. Northumberland County Council is separately exploring proposals for improvements to Wansbeck Square, adjacent to the new station. This has potential implications for the design of the station, and as a result, the proposals set out here might change to maximise any opportunities presented by that scheme. Some existing trees and green space will have to be removed to construct the station and car park. This will be compensated for by new planting provided in alternative locations. As land in private ownership will be needed to build the station car park, negotiations with landowners are ongoing and may inform further development of the design. We'll seek to reduce the extent of additional land required as far as possible. An indicative plan showing our proposals for the station and car park can be found in the printed information. Sighted assistance may be required. Our construction strategy is still being formulated, and dates and durations for the construction of the station are still to be confirmed. Information about how construction will be managed to minimise disturbance to local residents and businesses is given later. Our current plans include construction traffic accessing the station site from the north using Station Road and Kenilworth Road, which will require some temporary changes to the one-way system, temporary diversions and other changes to the local highways and footways. There will be significant disruption to the availability of parking spaces during construction of the station, with current users of the car park required to use alternative parking available in Ashington Town Centre. More information about alternative parking will be shared prior to construction beginning. We're seeking your views on our proposals for the station, including any ways in which you feel they could be improved. You can share your comments by answering the dedicated question on the response form. Your feedback will be used to review the current proposals and inform the detailed changes. You'll have a further opportunity to comment on the planning application for the station when it's submitted to the local planning authority. Hospital level crossing provides access for pedestrians over the line between Chillingham Crescent and Roseneath Court. Currently, users look out for an approaching train and judge whether it's safe to cross, and the crossing is well used by schoolchildren. As this project will mean more trains and faster speeds, the crossing will need to be upgraded or closed as a result of the scheme. Surveys and assessments are ongoing to determine the most appropriate solution. If the crossing can't be operated safely, then two options are currently being considered: an underpass near to the site of the current crossing, or a footbridge at the new station. Land in private ownership will be needed for either option, therefore negotiations with landowners may inform further development of the design. We'll seek to reduce the extent of additional land required as far as possible. If required, either option will be subject to a separate planning application, which would be submitted to the local planning authority in spring 2021. A new footbridge would provide a route between the station car park and John Street, crossing over the line. This bridge would have lifts on the station side of the line and ramps and steps on John Street. An indicative location is given in the map of the footbridge in the printed information. If found to be necessary, screening panels would be installed on the bridge structure to avoid residential properties on John Street being overlooked by users of the bridge. A new underpass would be located close to the site of the existing level crossing. Surveys and assessments are being undertaken to inform the detailed design of this potential underpass. Another key consideration will be how to help ensure it's safe and a pleasant route for all users. The land needed to construct an underpass includes the existing public path between Chillingham Crescent and Darnley Road, which would be replaced by the underpass. We're seeking your views on the options for the level crossing. You can share your comments by answering the dedicated question on the response form. Your feedback will be used to select an option and inform detailed designs. Green Lane level crossing enables pedestrians and vehicles to cross the railway line. The crossing will be upgraded as part of the project, with changes to the barriers, equipment and fencing. In particular, the crossing will be upgraded to have full barriers across the road and paths. These will work automatically and will be able to detect anyone trespassing into the crossing area when the barriers are down. The barriers will also be down for slightly longer than currently to enable trains to stop at the station. Each time the barriers come down, they will remain down for 2 or 3 minutes. New road markings and signs will be put in place. If you have any comments about the changes proposed at Green Lane Level Crossing, please respond to the relevant question on the response form using the reference Green Lane Level Crossing in your answer. Your feedback will be used to review the current proposals for the crossing. This section of the line contains 7 potential sites which may be temporarily required for construction and engineering works. These sites and the ways they may be used are described now. Sites with the same name followed by a letter represent alternative options, with only one of these sites being required for the construction purpose in question. Feedback will help determine which sites will be used. These sites may be used to store materials, machinery and equipment, or to provide welfare such as toilets or a kitchen, and parking for contractors. It may be necessary to temporarily close some paths and bridleways to allow the sites to be used by our contractors. Where a public right-of-way or publicly used path will be temporarily impacted during the construction, efforts will be made to provide temporary diversions. Where this isn't possible or not considered necessary, the duration of any closures will be kept to a minimum. The 7 sites are as follows. 1. Ashington Station, Option A, currently an open storage site used by local businesses, potentially a construction site for the engineering operations and the construction of the station. Ashington Station Option B is number 2, currently an agricultural field, potentially a construction site. Option 3 is Ashington Station Option C, currently established woodland, potentially a construction site for the engineering operations. Number 4 is Green Lane Level Crossing, currently the part existing railway land and part road verge or grassed area, potentially the construction site for work to Green Lane Level Crossing. Number 5 is Ashington Engineering Option A, currently the car park within Jubilee Industrial Estate, potentially a construction site. Number 6 is Ashington Engineering Option B, currently incidental open space, potentially the construction site. And number 7 is North Seaton Level Crossing, currently the existing Network Rail compound, potentially a temporary construction site for engineering operations to the line and minor works to North Seaton Level Crossing. If you have any comments about the proposed temporary use of these sites, please respond to the relevant question on the response form, stating the name of the site or sites as given here. Your feedback will be used to review the current proposals and inform our construction strategy. Once the proposals are more certain, further opportunities to provide comments will be given to those who may be affected by the use of the sites.